Apologize for being late. I was ambushed on my way out.
Do you like pecan pie or not?
If we win, I like it every week. So.
How's Mike's progress coming along in terms of...
I added it too, so.
I got a job.
I know you do. I understand that. He was limited yesterday. You know, he's working with our trainers and strength and conditioning staff, and we'll see how he is when he comes out today. So
is Nick starting Sunday?
What's that?
Nick starting Sunday.
Nick starting in practice today. We're going to be consistent for the whole year, so I want consistency out of my team. You've got to have consistency out of me, right? So.
We'll just have to be consistent and keep asking for that.
I have no issue with whatever you guys ask.
Well, last week you
said right away Nick was the guy.
What's that?
Last week you said right away Nick was the guy.
I can't see with that camera in your face. So.
Last week you said right away Nick was the guy.
No, I didn't. I said Tuesday we had to see him, so you got to look at your days. Remember Tuesday we didn't know where he was coming back, had to see him on the field first.
How so. Many similarities do you see between Dom Capers' defense and Bill's? They are kind of, he was a mentor of his.
How many in a specific number, or are there similarities? Yeah, there's similarities, yeah.
The base defense the same as ever, essentially?
I mean, everything you do in this game is based on your personnel, so... You know, it just depends on what he has. I mean, they have a base defense where they play three down linemen, two outside linebackers. You know, they're not playing it a lot just because a lot of people aren't in, you know, heavy sets against them. They're more spread out against them. So, I mean, they do carry – they're similar to us, but I think really what people are doing against them kind of dictates what you're seeing on film. So they seem like they're in a lot more nickel and dime than they are in base right now. But it's, I think it's because of what they're defending. So
when you first interviewed Billy, though, how much did he talk about how those early days with the Steelers and with Dom Capers kind of influenced his?
Nah, when we interview coaches, we're talking football. So, you know, it's not, you know, guys that Billy's not that guy. So name dropping doesn't. I mean, I don't care where you learned it. Is it did you learn it? You know, and I don't think that's not part of it in terms of hey, he's from this tree or he's from that tree. It's what did he learn when he was in. Those organizations and what can he carry and how does he transport his knowledge to the individual players. And that's what came across when I interviewed Billy is not only did he have a great grasp of it, is that he's a great communicator and he can, you know, if he could easily teach us, then obviously he could teach a player. So
what's your plan with the return situation? On both kickoffs and punt returns? Are you going to keep Boyd?
We're going to keep Deshaun's always been a guy that we're going to throw in there, so you're going to see the same thing of that. And then we'll just see, again, Damaris, where he is this week in practice. I feel confident in the return situation because you do have Brandon that can return kickoffs, and you also have Deshaun with punts, so we feel like we got a little bit of depth there. But a little of that's dependent on where Damaris is. You know, he came along last week a little bit faster than I think anybody anticipated. At the beginning of the week, we weren't sure if he was going to even be able to ready to go. So we'll continue to monitor that. You know, it's one of those situations where he could feel really good today, but then tomorrow when he wakes up, it's a little bit sore. So we'll just kind of monitor as we get going. So
it looked like it was more effective with Deshaun and Brandon. Did you grade it out that way?
There was obviously Deshaun had one long return there and Brandon hit one up in there. So, you know, those were positives for it. But it's, you know, we're not ready to make a wholesale change at anything. It's just a matter of, you know, making sure. I think one of the things we learned is that we do have some depth at that situation. So, and right now with, you know, you're getting into week 10 of an NFL season, as many healthy bodies as you can get running around out there is just going to make you a better team. So,
Coach, how concerned are you with LeSean McCoy's production? Do you think it's something that's on him or on the defense? Is a combination?
We look at it overall. Like I, you know, thank goodness we're not in a fantasy league as coaches. You know, it's how productive is the offense and are we moving the ball? And I've said it since day one. We're an equal opportunity deal. If you want to let us throw it, then we're going to throw it. If you want to let us run it, then we're going to run it. You know, so if for some reason the run game's not working, but we're throwing the heck out of the ball, then we'll continue to do that. But, you know, I also think he adds a ton of value in the passing game, caught a touchdown pass for us. You know, I think he can be a mismatch problem in some of those things. So I thought he played a really good game. They were blitzing a few times. He was good in pass pro again and pickups and things like that. So we never look at one guy from an individual statistic standpoint and say, hey, you know, we're not getting this out of him. It's are we moving the ball? And you know, we were in a pretty good rhythm on Sunday, and we did move the football. So whether it's through the air or on the ground, it really doesn't matter how we're doing as long as we're moving it. So.
Twelve personnel against them because the open style package. Is that always matchup driven, or if you see your quarterback doing well with that kind of personnel, would you be prone to keep it on the field regardless? Or
yeah, I don't know if you can. put both together like that. Like, Nick's good because we have two tight ends in the game. It's usually you're trying to look at what the defense is doing to you and try to match that in terms of that standpoint. But, you know, if you had a real hot guy, if all of a sudden we had 12 personnel in the game and the tight ends had 18 catches, you know, now you're saying, hey, there's something to that. But we don't look at it and say, hey, Nick's in a little bit more of a rhythm because 12's in the game as opposed to 11's in the game. So. Yeah, well, I think it's both of them. I think it's Starks and Lacy. They're two really big backs, and they're downhill runners, and they're physical, and they're you know, it's going to take a lot of guys to get them down. You know, very, very rarely is one guy getting to the ground. They're running through arm tackles. You know, I think you got to get 11 guys to the ball, but they made a concerted effort even before Aaron got hurt to run the ball, and they had been running the ball pretty effectively, you know, before Aaron got hurt. So I think it's a real concern of ours because they're two big backs, they're two physical backs. You know, it's a tough task when you have physical guys like that, because you may have one unblocked guy at the point of attack, but you may need to have two or three. So, you know, it's about getting 11 guys running to the football and gang tackling. So.
How do you assess Lane Johnson's progress this far? Are you pleased with how he's done?
Yeah, I think Lane has really come along. You know, he probably played his best game to date, you know, against Oakland. All rookies, it's the experience factor. The one thing, and I've said this about Lane before, usually he very rarely makes the same mistake twice, and that's the mark of a really good football player. But the issue is you can't show him everything just because of his lack of experience. So, you know, I've seen a steady progress as the season's gone along. You know, I think he's got a great group of older guys to learn from, you know, with Todd and Kels and Evan and Jason. They've really kind of taken him under their wings and kind of fostered that. But the one thing we know is he's a great athlete, and he's a great effort player. And that's the one thing that, you know, if you want to play here, you got to be a great effort player. And I think Lane understands that. He's always played with great effort. And as he gets through more experiences and sees more diverse looks, he's just going to continue to grow. But his best game to date was against Oakland. So.
Is that because, do you think a light came on for him, or is it just a steady?
Nah, I'm not. I mean, I don't think there's a magic switch or whatnot. But I just think it's, you know, you got a bunch of guys. You know, him. I think Zach's in that situation. Earl's in that situation. That they're just, we're all a byproduct of our experiences. So they starting to kind of get an understanding and a feel for how everything's going and what it is. And there's not a newness to it. You know, and the one thing that I think you always kind of caution is that, you know, do they kind of just lax when that happens? You know, hey, I've seen this before, or do they still take the same approach? And I think so far they've taken the same approach of, you know, they're real students of the game, and I think it comes because they love playing a game. They love playing football. So, you know, I see them growing each week. I see all those guys growing each week, and that's a positive. And, you know, I see improvement, and that's what we want as the season goes along. Do we continue to see improvement? So.
You mentioned the fact that both Pat and Billy Davis had Seneca Wallace in Cleveland and stuff. How much does that help you guys in preparing, you know, to face a backup quarterback as opposed to?
I mean, it's Mike McCarthy's offense. So, I mean, I think you have a familiarity. It's no different than if we played the Giants and they had Cullen Jenkins. You know, we had guys that coach Cullen and know Cullen. But how the Giants deployed him is different than how he was deployed here, and how Mike's going to deploy Seneca is different than what Pat did. They have an understanding of what he can do. They can kind of give us a physical background of, hey, he's pretty good at this or he can do that. But, you know, that's probably the extent of it.
You had said back in June that you had found the vets to be the ones that bought in the most early on because they had the most to gain, lose. A, how important was that in terms of getting the younger guys to follow along? And B, what have you found from the vets 9 games in? I mean, you're still obviously in the playoff picture, but, I mean, do you find that commitment there as much as it was?
Yeah, I really do. You know, I think those guys are intelligent and they understand. You know, we talk about we're going to do it our way, and the only reason we're going to do it our way is because if there was a better way, we'd do it that way. You know, we're always going to constantly try to find what's the best formula for us to be successful, and I think they trust us in that. And it's in day one when we walked in here, I told those guys it's really, no matter where you are, it's the same thing. Is respect is given, and that's on day one, but trust is earned. And the longer you're around someone, the longer you can kind of learn how to trust them. You know, I don't think people throw out trust easily because it's something that's built up over time. And I think over time, you know, we've been consistent as a staff, but the same thing with them. They've been consistent in their approach when they come here every day. And that's why I'm excited on where this football team is headed, just because of what their approach has been every day. Now, we've had our ups and we've had our downs, and, you know, but that's life. But, you know, you can't change. And I think the same group of guys that were enthusiastic and excited about what we're doing in June are enthusiastic and excited about what we're doing on a Wednesday in November. And that's a positive thing.
How much do you have to balance his carries. He's on pace for a career high 300 carries this season. Do you try to just, I know you want to win each game, but try to look at that long term here for this season?
Yeah, and Deuce does, I think, does a good job of that during the game, you know, but a lot of that's also what is the defense giving us, you know, and there's going to be some games where it's not a consistent thing where he's going to get X amount of carries each game because we do the same exact thing offensively each game. Some games are going to be relied upon the run game a little bit more. Other times we're going to pass it a little bit more, you know, so I think, you know, with the ability to have Bryce and to have Chris Polk and to be able to work those guys in, that's something that we're really trying to monitor on a game-by-game basis. So.
Making a conscious effort the last couple games with that is just the way that the game flows.
It's the way the game flows. You know, I would like, in the ideal world, to have a one-play drive for a touchdown like we had when we went out there and threw the pass to Riley over the top. But, I mean, I can't predict that. So, I mean, shorter drives, more points. Yeah, we love it. But if we got to grind it out, we got to grind it out. And that's part of the deal. So.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Bob.